This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio. This is your Sunday Spin. Of course, Mayor Emanuel addressing the city council about some of the turmoil that's been going on in the city in the wake of the Laquan McDonald shooting video being released. Questions about the U.S. Department of Justice now coming in to do a practices and pattern investigation of the police department. All of this question about, you know, policing, community relations. Here's part of what the mayor had to say to the city council.
What happened on October 20th, 2014 should never have happened. Supervision and leadership in the police department and the oversight agencies that were in place failed. And that has to change. I am the mayor. As I said the other day, I own it. I take responsibility for what happened because it happened on my watch. And if we're going to fix it, I want you to understand it's my responsibility with you. But if we're also going to begin the healing process, the first step in that journey is my step, and I'm sorry.
That's Mayor Rahm Emanuel speaking to the Chicago City Council last week. Joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Democratic State Senator Kwame Raoul of Chicago. Senator, thank you very much for getting up with me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You have been at the forefront of many of these issues involving criminal justice reforms, more transparency when it comes to policing, efforts to try to build community and police trust with each other. What were your thoughts about the speech?
I thought it was a good speech. I think acknowledgement and apology is good, but that is just that. It's a speech.
It's words.
It's words, and what we need is true action. It's one thing to respond to, a crisis with the world's eyes looking at you in the moment, but true reform is gonna have to happen over time. And there's probably some things that the mayor and others in the city know exist and have existed that they can start tinkering with immediately. That they need not. Wait for a task force.
Well, I was just going to ask. I mean, and it's not like you and I haven't been around this game before, but that seems like the default button for any politician or in the wake of any problem is to let's appoint a task force.
Well, it's funny you say that because, we worked on law enforcement reforms this past spring, and there was a little bit of impasse on an issue surrounding police licensing. And so because we didn't want to scuttle the
entire bill,
there was talk about creating a task force. And I said, whatever we do, let's not call it a task force because I want, to the extent that we're forming a body to really look at seriously doing this, I don't want the nomenclature associated with something that traditionally doesn't do much of anything.
Yeah, except produce a report that then gets filed away on a shelf somewhere.
Correct.
Well, I mean, given the fact that we do have this mayoral task force, do you have any confidence that there will be recommendations for meaningful changes?
I do. I do based on some of the people who were on the task force. I mean, the task force is as good as the people who are on it. And then the task force will be operating side by side with a federal patterns and practice investigation.
Which to me seems like that's the real thing that will move change.
It will, but it's a hammer. And so it's a hammer above the head of a task force who can say, hey, well, at the end of this, we're gonna be subject to a consent decree more than likely where we're going to be forced to do things. So why? Because the patterns and practice investigation is going to take a while.
Right. I mean, we could be talking a couple of years.
Right. I think at least. And so I think as far as a task force is concerned, you don't have to wait the couple of years to say, hey, let's do this and let's do it now. Let's not wait until the feds tell us, you know, as part of a consent decree, you
as a response.
Right.
Be try and be a little bit proactive here.
Correct.
Well, what let's talk about, for example, the issue of police licensing. Does that have new impetus now?
I think it does. You know, I think there's been a lot of discussion about, well, why was Officer Van Dyke still on the force over a year after folks saw this video? They all pointed to the union agreement
protections
and the disciplinary process that must take place by way of collective bargaining. Well, that, you know, I'm a lawyer, right? And I'm subject to licensing, right? And so if I do something wrong, somebody complains to my employer, and my employer elects not to do anything about it, they can go to the attorney registration and disciplinary commission
and file a complaint.
And the ARDC can thereafter either censor me. They can choose to do nothing if they don't think it's founded. They can censor me. They can suspend my license, or they can revoke my license. Similarly, we can do the same with folks who have the capacity of carrying deadly force. You know, we do it with, as I said, with lawyers. We do it with physicians, pharmacists. We do it with hairdressers, barbers, but we don't do it with those who are capable of carrying deadly force, and that makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, and of course, we still have the issue of the officers that filed the reports that ran counter to what the video showed, and the questions of what is their status. No one is saying anything.
Clearly, that's in my eyes, official misconduct. I haven't personally read the reports, but from what I hear was put in there about things that were clearly inconsistent with what anybody with any sort of vision could see from that video. There was clearly some people who put facts or not facts, but
their version their was version, different from the reality.
Right. As a means of cover-up, and that, to me, is official misconduct.
We're speaking to State Senator Kwame Raoul, Democrat from Chicago, about the issues going on here in Chicago when it comes to community and police relations. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue, and joining me here in the studio is Democratic State Senator Kwame Raoul. We're talking about the issues of policing in Chicago and what needs to be done. And we've already talked about the fact, as you call it, the Department of Justice practices investigation is kind of a hammer over making some needed changes here in the city. But members of the Black Caucus of the General Assembly are not just happy with that just that alone.
Yes. So I listened carefully to Loretta Lynch's announcement and the parameters of her patterns and practice investigation. It's solely focused on the Chicago Police Department. All of us who've had our eyes wide open over the course of last year, we heard of Lorenzo Davis at the Independent Police Review Authority talking about how he was told to change the conclusions in his, after his investigation. So clearly there's been improprieties at the Independent Police Review Authority.
And there's been longstanding questions of how independent it really is.
Exactly. Maybe it just should be called the Police Review Authority or a Police Confirmation Authority or something like that. But clearly it's not independent. And then there's also the Cook County State's Attorney's Office who waited until hours before
the video was released
to press charges, used the excuse that, oh, well, there's a federal investigation going on. State's Attorney's Office in a case like this is investigating murder, manslaughter, something of that nature, which has is no way compromised by the federal investigations, which would be a civil rights investigations and maybe some other improprieties. So we believe that the investigation should not be limited to the Chicago Police Department. It should extend to both IPRA and the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. There's a unit in the State's Attorney's Office called the Felony Review Unit, and felony review assistants get to be sort of on the front line, and they get to approve charges in police departments. And so they often see a suspect after a suspect may have fell on the ground and given themselves a black eye or something like that, as it's always explained to them. We know the black eyes aren't coming about that way. You know, we've had the investigation of John Burge. If folks want to believe it was just John Burge, they can. But we've had even a reparations fund. So if you have John Burge, you have a reparation fund, yet no officer is being charged ever. You know,
right?
There's something inconsistent.
Well, and I mean, for the sake of transparency, you're supporting Kim Fox, who's challenging one of the challengers against Anita Alvarez in the state's attorney's race.
Absolutely. You know, many have been calling for the resignation of Anita Alvarez. I don't engage in that. I'm not naive enough to think that she will resign. But there will be an election in a few months, and there are three people running in a Democratic primary. There's Anita Alvarez, and you know how I feel there. There's Donna Moore, who hasn't worked as a prosecutor in over 25 years and has been representing the gaming industry, and I think that's like the fox watching the hen house, you know, if you put her in the state's attorney's office to be protective of the gaming industry. And there's Kim Fox, who's worked 12 years in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, recently worked as chief of staff at the county level, worked as a public guardian representing kids who were victims, was a victim of sexual assault herself, grew up in Cabrini Green. Incredible story. Was homeless for a while as a teenager and persevered through all of that. She's an incredible personality. People are being unfair. People are saying, well, since she worked for Pretwinkle and Pretwinkle's supporting her, she's going to be Pretwinkle's puppet. I think that's insulting to Kim Fox. I think once people meet her, they will know her independence and her capacity, and you know, her compelling background, and how she's exactly the type of person that I think needs to come in this time of crisis.
I want to go back to that issue of Anita Alvarez saying that she didn't move separately on the Van Dyke indictment, because this was a joint federal Cook County investigation into the McDonald shooting. Isn't that believable?
No, I mean, if that was believable, then, you know, she wouldn't have ironically chose to charge just 4 hours before the tape was released. The feds are still investigating. So if you were
on a separate,
right,
just the McDonald's
so
shooting,
they're still currently investigating. So if you were waiting on the feds, you still wouldn't have charged as of yet, right? But she realized that the public would be outraged, and so she charged based on, I better do it before everybody calls on me to do it, and that's inconsistent with saying you were doing it based on the integrity of waiting for the feds to act. Well, the feds haven't acted, so
well, but isn't that, in some ways, that was the mayor's excuse for the city fighting the release of the video, was because, well, it's part of an ongoing investigation.
Well, I think it was a bad excuse there too. I mean, you know, there's another case that happened eight days before, and you know, the Ronald Johnson case, and I talked to the attorney, Mike Oppenheimer, who actually we were in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office together years ago, and what he told me was, in his, you know, depositions, you know, he questioned the officers. I mean, this is just within the last couple of months, two, 3 months, and asked them all, had they been contacted by the state's attorney's office, and they had not been contacted by the state's attorney. They hadn't been interviewed, and that's over, you know, that's a year.
That's about roughly the same time frame as well. Kwame Raoul, Democratic State Senator from Chicago, thank you very much for joining me here this morning. I appreciate the time, and we'll be watching the status of all of these things if we see something happen in Springfield as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Rick Pearson. I'm going to have to take a quick leave here as I go over to join the Melissa Harris-Perry Show on MSNBC. Thank you all for listening. Here's a break.